patient's name is Nicholas Valerio, first name N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, last name V-A-L-E-R-I-O, date of birth is 6-9-2020, date of service is 7-22-2022, history of present illness. This two-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom. Mom states he's had fever, cough, diarrhea, vomiting for the last few days. His fever's gotten as high as 101, 102 degrees. She is treating it at home with Motrin Tylenol, and it is decreasing. But patient is very fussy, and she did want to get him COVID tested as they are going out of town. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, respiratory rate is about 22, temp is 97.3, weight is 24.8. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. He is very agitated, but he's easily consoled by mom. H-E-E, and he, his mucous membranes are moist, his pupils pearl. He does have erythema bulging to that left tympanic membrane. I was unable to actually visualize the right tympanic membrane because he would not let me physically get the otoscope in his ear without becoming extremely agitated. He did have some erythema to his posterior pharynx. Neck negative, JVD normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia. Respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. Gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, left otitis media. Number 2, febrile illness. Patient did have a COVID swab in the office, which was negative. Because he does show that left otitis media, and he most likely has a right otitis media as well. I'm going to go ahead and give him amoxicillin, weight-based, to take twice a day for 10 days. Mom will continue to treat with over-the-counter Motrin and Tylenol. If he has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this clinic, Erin. She was given the opportunity to ask any questions. She has none at this time. Mm-hmm.